I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
What do we want to get into it?
Yes. Who's starting us off?
Welcome. We said welcome to Basketball Stories, right?
No, we could.
No, we haven't done that yet.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Basketball Stories, official podcast about rock, paper, scissors.
I was going to do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to say welcome to Basketball Stories podcast.
I said the first part of it.
Do you want rock, paper, scissors to the second part?
Anymore. I mean, we can't. If the episode is starting now, we can't rock, paper, scissors to.
The episode has started.
But yeah, like, so then nah.
Yeah, we're not cutting this out.
For sure.
No way.
Yeah, I'm saying we can't play rock, paper, scissors on air.
All right.
But this is a podcast where we talk about basketball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And specifically today, if you're listening on the day this came out, it is 4:20.
Do you think that it's a ghost stories holiday?
4:20, I don't know.
Why did you say it like that?
Cause
I get it. I get what Kyle's doing here. I'm not going to say what it is, but because it's like an inside joke thing. But I think I understand what's happening right now.
Thank you for saying you understand, but yes. Don't give me anything.
I feel like the way you're looking at me makes that implies that I'm the only one who doesn't know the inside joke.
Yes.
I don't like that one bit. Yeah. I feel like I should be included in these things.
Yeah, confession time. I also don't know what it is.
Dude, wait, D. Snyder, not your uncle.
Yeah.
You have to tell me.
Yeah. Apparently, D. Snyder is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
D. Snyder of Twisted Sister and some song we can't remember the name of.
I can't remember the name of it. Something about partying, I bet.
We're talking about partying today, kind of, right?
Yeah, we're talking about partying today. Yeah. We're talking about NBA players.
NBA players that like to party.
That like to let's party.
This is a holiday episode drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, because this is coming out on 4:20, hopefully.
Okay.
All right.
What if it doesn't? What if it's like 4:22?
Well, I mean, if it doesn't, it's Caitlin's fault.
I mean, you could also
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's because we gave her half a day to get it together.
Yes, for sure. That's awesome.
That's why, because we were like
poorly.
The most unprepared podcast of all time. We had all year to plan around this date.
I just
we're like,
say,
you know what we should do on 4:19? Record that podcast. We should give Caitlin like a 3-hour window to try and make this listenable. Yeah,
for sure. Also, but to people who are listening, though, just because today may not be 4:20 when you're listening to it, doesn't take away anything any more or less from the episode, in my opinion.
No.
I may be rambling, but if you listen to it on 4:21, 4:22.
Happy 4:21. Happy 4:22.
Honestly, I think it's fucked up you would listen to it on 4:20 because as far as I know, that's just the anniversary of Columbine. I don't know why you picked that.
It's just Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, admittedly not a chill time for you to listen to that.
So what's wrong with you?
Has nothing to do with 4:20 at all. Yeah. So get it out your minds. Get your minds out the gutter.
I was at a bar the other night and there was like this band that was like these older guys playing like folk music and it was all original stuff and they had one song about Columbine. And the lyric Dylan Klebold, he like whoa. It was the one part of the song where he was like, I'm gonna show my vocal range.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was weird.
Damn.
So he's like, and a Dylan Klebold.
Crazy.
It was wild.
Hell yeah, dog.
So what we're talking about today.
that was wild. I didn't want to leave you out there on your own, but like,
no, I realized I perfectly recreated the level of uncomfort that he caused when I watched him.
No, I wasn't.
Yep,
I
was like, no.
Who is Dylan Klebold?
I'm here to swear at you, dude. I love you, and I won't watch. I won't watch you die in this pool.
I was like, I'll
pull you out.
I was
a lifeguard.
Who's Dylan? But yeah, we're talking about NBA players getting busted for marijuana possession.
Yeah,
which to me I feel like is insane, because like they put their bodies through a shit ton of stuff, and if it helps relax your muscles, I feel like you should be allowed to do it. And I know for a fact,
you're pro weed?
I'm not pro weed per se. I've never smoked it myself, but
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I was.
No, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say I've never
let yourself.
No, I've never.
You broke.
I've
Jimmy
never.
Fallon.
No,
this.
Never. Come on. I also Jimmy Fallon. I'm your number one fan. Contact me. But I don't smoke weed myself. But I see the benefits for people who like to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks extremely beneficial from the
and
outside.
And I think particularly like if you are in a sports athlete. You should be allowed to relax. How do you relax your muscles? Ice baths? Mm-hmm. Like, that's it? Like, that sucks.
Like, yeah. Ice baths are not fun.
Not at all.
Yeah, because if you think about it, in Last Chance U, they used them as punishment.
Yeah.
Ice mm-hmm. baths. That and was like a punishment. And they're like, coach, I don't want to do it. They hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you get to go to the hot tub after, which is nice. But, like, still, I'd like... can let people like and you can't take certain muscle relaxers because if they show up on your drug test then you'll be fucked
and if you're doing those all the time it fucks up your kidneys
and
they're like addictive like yeah. Like
it's like what are you supposed to do? You want me to be a peak athlete? Like I need to if there's something I can do.
I mean, yeah. I think that's why like the list of players in front of me that have like been busted is like literally like five post-it notes all with like tiny handwriting and it's just players' names so I don't forget anybody.
Oh yeah. Who's the first on the list?
Kareem.
Kareem, really?
Yeah, Kareem got busted like early in his career. What? Yeah, and he got busted at an airport in like the 90s too.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know Kareem smoked.
Yeah. Said he has back pain.
Partook? I didn't know he partooked.
Yeah. He partook. Or no. His thing was migraines.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He has extreme migraines.
Damn.
He's like kind of a grumpy guy all the time, so I'm glad that he's doing that to unwind. He's the like least charismatic superstar.
You think so?
I would say of like top all-time players. I think he's one of the most interesting dudes.
Yeah,
but like
he has
like no charisma though.
I think his lack of that is his personality. I think it oozes out in like a way, like almost like someone who is just I don't know putting on a performance. Like he's fucking with everybody. He's like I don't want to let you in on purpose.
Yeah. Who would you compare him to now? Hmm. Like in that regard, not like anything playing wise. Who would you like in that regard of like how he like kind of puts himself out there?
Tim Duncan was kind of similar.
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that's a really good one. Okay,
and almost to the point where it became a personality. The fact that there was a lack of personality.
Man, that was such a good bit the Onion was doing for a long time, where the Onion was just saying like purposely terrible shit about Tim Duncan and just shitting all over the. Obviously the nicest man in the world.
Yeah. That's why it was crazy. That's why it seemed like Kawhi was so clearly the heir apparent.
Yeah. Because he was the exact same
guy.
Just did not work out that
way. Yeah. No. It sucks that didn't work out because that would have, that was exactly the same personality
because
in my mind.
Kawhi is kind of slowly tilting into the role of like me not talking is kind of funny to you, especially after his little laugh bit, which was wild.
Yeah. Like, I still see that video a lot and I'm like,
yeah,
it sounds
so
like
weird.
They doctored the audio of it somehow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I'm on board for it, but I didn't know that about Kareem. That is interesting.
And then at one point he got a DUI too.
That I did not know.
Yeah, he got. I don't know if it was for weed or alcohol though, but he also got a DUI.
I've never drove high myself. But drinking and driving, that is very bad. If it was drinking, if it was marijuana, then I feel like you can handle it. Some people I know can handle it.
Yeah. I smoke a big bowl of salvia right before I drive every single time.
Yeah.
I do 7 dabs every time. It's my lucky number.
So the highway turns into like a Super Mario racetrack.
Yeah, exactly. And then I lost my license a couple years ago, but whenever I had my license.
Yeah. I thought you drove. You don't drive?
No, I was just a joke.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I could drive. Yeah. I just can't afford a car.
Gotcha.
I thought your religion wouldn't allow you to drive a car.
I mean, my religion doesn't allow.
Are there religions that say you can't drive cars?
If you're a woman.
Yeah, I was just saying, only if you're a woman and you're somewhere in the Middle East.
Gotcha. Yeah. Last I saw, they were like, a couple of places were changing that law. Like a lot of.
I think it was Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they were like being able to drive. It was sick. They were stoked.
Yeah.
It was tight.
What a weird podcast this is.
It's a good thing.
I mean, we're doing look at the topic of the like.
Yeah,
we're
sticking with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jay Williams said that Jay Williams, the Duke player that ruined the Bulls franchise, he by getting a motorcycle. He said that 80% of the league smoked weed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Kenyon Martin, like more recently, said 85% of the league smoked weed.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's one of those things that you can get clean piss.
Yeah.
Or you can get your dates pushed back. Also, they're in such shape that, like,
you only need a couple days heads up.
Yeah. And, like, if, like, weed, the more it attaches to fat. So if you're looking at people like
LeBron, leaner you are.
Yeah, the leaner you are, like, the more, the quicker it'll be out of your system.
There's, for sure.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, so if you find out you're having a drug test a week from today, you just stop smoking, and 9 times out of 10 it'll come out. I mean, even if they trace it a little bit, they probably won't say anything. Like,
there's a certain amount that
it's like a percentage you need to test for.
But the thing I read, and I only read one thing about it, was like basically said that like the toxicity level that they check for is so low that, like, even if you were just around people that were smoking, like, a blunt or something, like, you would, like, you could test positive for it.
Damn.
Dang.
So they're, like, on it.
I mean, not really, though. Like, the NBA is pretty soft about, like, weed punishments.
The NBA
they test, like, once a year. Like, it's the same thing as NFL where they're just, like, you're going to get tested. You know you're going to get tested. Yeah. Just don't fucking
don't
fail.
Don't smoke around this time, please.
Yeah, please just be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're strictly doing this for an image thing. Like, I honestly think they're just doing it for an image thing to hold on to.
But the
like,
NBA
older.
At the same time is, like, the most, like, lenient team. It's the team, I feel like, that has the most in-line view with its players.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it seems like to be the most progressive, the most, like, it's changing with the times. Like, it's – they stay above the – they stay ahead of the curve, but I guess I can't see a league being like, oh, yeah, they can all smoke, because then some people will abuse it.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
People will abuse it. And it's also like it is a fan thing where there's always going to be people who are like, I think it's a bad example for kids. Yeah. So you have to like you have to sort of do something for them. Mm. But it's like there's a growing number of ex-players who are like financially invested in like marijuana businesses.
Absolutely.
Like Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson, Al Harrington. I think Matt Barnes.
Cliff Robinson goes by Uncle Spliffy now. Uncle Spliffy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's so interesting to me, like the angles that are being played for it. But I think it's, I don't know. I think it's interesting to see how NBA players would react if it was taken a step further, like in the direction of like being a little more lenient. Because I feel like while they do smoke, I can't imagine at the same time like you'd be chiefing. Like I can't imagine them smoking like a bunch of bongs and shit just because I feel like it would affect your breathing like at some point. Like I feel like you can't just maybe
And there's also like I feel like you'd have to be like kind of secretive about it. Did you guys see that thing where it was like about the? You guys remember that thing about the Cavs? Like whenever they're playing the Warriors, I think it was like 2017. It was the last year they lost against them. So it would have been last year. And game two about there being weed smell like outside of the Cavs locker room.
I remember. Yeah.
And there's just like. Like, I mean, I think it's, like, one of those where it's, like, I don't believe that's true just based on, like, I bet you every NBA player is, like, a little bit smarter than that about smoking weed now.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, we're kind of dumb past the, like, dumb shit where it was, like, remember whenever Damon Stoudemire, like, took, like, an ounce and a half through, like, security?
Yeah.
In, like, a fucking, like, aluminum foil thing. And just aluminum foil. He took an ounce and a half. That's so much weed.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's an insane move. people are just smarter now because like those stories happened and people heard about them. It was like, if I ever get to the NBA, I'm never fucking doing that.
Yeah.
I'm also curious too, like if you are a player who lives, I know you're in the association, but if you're a player who happens to live in Colorado, like if you're a Denver Nugget mm-hmm. or you're a member of the Clippers, the Lakers, or the Warriors, like I'm curious like how it falls because it's legal where we live technically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like federally though, it's not legal, right?
Yeah. I'm like, because companies can still piss test employees for
even in legal states. Yeah.
Gotcha. Even in legal states, they can still do that.
Because under federal law, it's still illegal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's like all these like weird, like it might be legal, but it's illegal still, and like yeah. there's all these like that's why you like see like. What are they like pot stores and shit like that's why you see them like get busted.
Dispensaries.
I couldn't think of the fucking word.
I couldn't. Stores. Yeah, you pot you stores. Needed to give us some hints or like do some charades.
Nah, I knew what he was talking about. I was like,
I couldn't get the word
like, he
though.
He does not mean dispensary.
I couldn't get the word. Yeah, it was sure. like right in front of me, and I just kept like swinging at it, missing. I couldn't get sure. it.
Nah, you gave me shit for. The way I was talking the last episode, so I owe you.
I would never do that. You sounded so smart the last episode.
I did.
You sounded great.
Who's the next on that list?
Let's do Udonis Haslam. Did you know he got busted with the weed?
Udonis.
Oh, yeah. He got busted during the big
right
three.
Before the
it was right before
it
that?
Was 2000. It was it was 2010.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like right before they started that. Like he won a championship like 7 months later.
That's crazy.
He got busted with rules. Weed and then became a champion.
Yeah.
That's the moral of that story,
kids.
I listen. Love his career.
Yeah.
He's been chilling. He's a Miami lifer, right?
Yeah. I can't imagine what a smart dude. And like he was there for long enough. He could have easily like just went for a little bit more money somewhere else and instead he's gonna
could he have?
I think so.
There was a moment like going into the big three, I think he took like a slightly smaller contract than he could have got somewhere else. But he didn't give up that much money to be able to stay with that organization for forever.
But even if it's like $3 million, I bet he extended his NBA career and extended like how like famous he is.
And his
like,
post-NBA
so
career, like he's going to be a member of the Miami Heat front office.
For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those people love him. Like whenever like Wade got that assist to him for that triple-double.
Yeah, for real. That was
like,
somewhat monumental.
For him to get it, that was like people loved
that.
That's
huge.
For sure.
They loved it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Also, with Haslam, I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot my point. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Go Haslam.
We all
number
love Udonis
Haslam.
J.R. Smith.
Sorry, I got. Do you,
J.R.
Do you think
Smith.
They're gonna, wait, J.R. back to Haslam. Smith. Do you think they'll retire his jersey?
Do I think so? Ooh. Yes, I do. Because
that's
so.
Like that would be like a cosmetic jersey retire.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not against those. Like
yeah,
if somebody stays with a team and they're like a huge part of that,
they
team's
did that
culture,
with Nick Collison's jersey
they
for
did,
the Thunder.
They did.
Yeah. So you know what? That meets the standard.
Okay. Yeah, because I think those people get talked about like not in the same breath as like somebody who was like a like franchise changing.
But in
player.
The city, the fans
but
like love
the fans
that
appreciate and love those kind of players the same way.
Did the Spurs do that with Matt Bonner?
Was Matt he a lifer? I don't think he was there the whole time.
Was he? Was he not?
Did you guys ever see that episode where he was on Small Houses?
No.
What?
He was in
no.
that like a TLC show called Small Houses.
Smell Houses.
Smell Houses.
Hey, that's a show I want to watch for sure.
It's a good house.
Yeah. Smell weird.
Smells
here
good.
To you?
Oh, that's a great, that's
hey,
a great
does
house.
Is this
smell
right weird here to you?
Yeah. Is this house smell?
What is this? Oh, I like the smell.
This is the hardest part of the job. Yeah. Ma'am, your house smells like doo-doo.
This is the hardest Ma'am. Part of the job.
I hate to ask, but have you doo-dooed?
It never gets any easier. It smells like something died in your house.
It never gets any easier.
Chris Anderson.
Chris Anderson, Birdman.
Chris Anderson has had so much bad luck.
Yeah. He got suspended for like 2 years because of drugs.
Yeah.
But I think it was like coke.
Yeah, he was doing more than smoking weed.
Yeah,
he
was smoking
suspension.
Weed. He did fail some tests for weed.
Mm-hmm.
Also failed some tests for coke. And that's kind of why he got suspended.
Yes.
But also, pretty good pretty good career for that guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made a nice little career on one of my favorite Denver teams.
Because Coke can, like, I think the shit with the NBA, because like, we never did an episode of, but, like Lim Bias, like, there was talk that he did cocaine the night that he died, right?
Yeah,
like, That's what.
That he overdosed.
They say that he OD'd, yeah.
Overdosed, right? So, like, you, I don't know. If I'm the NBA, I'm always, like, that's very, very dangerous.
The, like, late 70s, early 80s NBA lost a ton of players to cocaine.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, imagine if one of the top, what was he? Like, he was like, was he one or two?
I think he was like three.
Okay, but imagine if like one of the top three draft picks in any of the last 5 years like just dropped out of a cocaine overdose.
Yeah, like the night, it was the night he got drafted.
It was the night he got drafted. That's, I mean, just imagine that. Crazy. That's like, imagine like what would happen on the internet.
You imagine that was like, no, I'm not going to fucking, you're not hopefully. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. But like Zion, imagine like if he OD'd
he was that
the
kind
night.
Of.
Yeah, for real.
People were like, he's the next great player in
the
NBA.
For sure. And just like Odin's like, yo, he did what? Yeah, I don't know. But you can't do that with weed.
No.
I'd be like, Zion got on Snapchat with a girl and kept telling her how pretty she thought she was. That video's weird.
Fuck that girl for posting that. Yeah. That was so shitty.
Yeah. It's one of those things
he said,
where I'm like,
come to my room. I have a big room.
Yeah. He's 18.
He's 18. Like,
there
why
is, like, yeah, he's an 18-year-old shooting his shot because he's like, I'm the man at Duke. I'm all over ESPN. It's never going to, this is the best it's ever been.
Yeah, for real.
And it's not even like a creepy thing to say.
No, I just mean the video. The video wasn't creepy. It was just like, ugh, stop.
I just think it's gross that he just can't be a normal person. Yeah. Any amount at all.
I think he's normal.
Hey, but like to just get blown up for that, like that's like
that's just part of being famous.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just think that sucks. Like you just like, you can't even like, you're a barely a teenager at that point. You're not even hardly an adult.
Yeah. Comes with the
time. And you're not even allowed to say like something sort of dumb like that. Sort like it's just, I don't know. I hate to see those guys like, because then they like, by the time they're like 20, and it's like a lot of dudes on this list that we're going to talk about today, it's like a lot of the dudes by their 20, they've gotten caught with weed or something. So then they're labeled as like a bad player. Bad
Hopefully that's going
something.
Away. I would like to think that's going away.
I mean, I hope so too.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard to say. Like the history doesn't tell us that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and it's just like, it sucks to see like, even just like, I mean, Mike Beasley is not the great example of that.
No. Mm-hmm.
But like a guy who fucked it up from day one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because he was a young kid when he got drafted and like.
I'm trying to think who the like best player is, like reputation and ability to play, that has had like a bust.
I would say, I mean, LeBron has admitted to smoking weed.
And he's admitted, but he's not like failed a test.
He's never failed a test, but there is a video at an Indians game where him and his wife look like they are smoking like a joint or something.
Yeah,
or,
and
like,
he's
a pen,
like,
and
he like whispers
he
something
realizes,
in her ear, and she like holds this like inhale for so long.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I did not believe it until I saw it, but like I was like, damn.
Yeah, it's That's very crazy. Clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. I know Kyrie smokes.
I wonder if those guys are a little more insulated, where it's like, all right, you failed one, we're gonna give you a warning this time, but next time we're letting everyone know, you should just know, like, because you're so important to the league, we're giving you one mulligan here.
Of course.
Well, you know Melo got busted twice.
Yeah.
Melo got busted twice in Denver.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Twice. I didn't realize it was twice.
Yeah.
Because I only really remembered him like sort of getting in trouble.
Shit.
And J.R. Smith got in trouble around that time for it, too.
J.R. Smith makes a ton more sense, though.
Yeah.
Was that the one when he did you trying to get the pipe? And then he was like, I got to cover this up. This looks so bad.
Yeah.
So I'll just take a picture of myself in front of a bunch of bongs, and I'll say, you trying to get the pipe?
Yeah, this will fix it. Hold on. Let me make this worse.
To be like, look, I'll get out of one crime by confessing to a pretty much just as bad thing.
His lawyer is just a very high JaVale McGee. Yeah.
Trying to get the pipe?
Yeah.
No, I meant pipe. Yeah. I meant pipes.
Did you guys see that?
I don't mean I'm
photo.
Trying to have sex. I smoke illegal drugs. I want to make that clear.
I want to make it clear. I am breaking the law.
The league I play for prohibits this.
But yeah, here I am.
Yeah, for real.
At this weed store.
to show you I was not trying to have sex. With the wink face after all that.
Did you see the photo of Joakim Noah that got posted like in a weed store? Man, I cannot just think of that word today.
He doesn't exist to me.
I was ready for you like, who's that? I don't know who you're talking
about. Who is
about.
That guy? Who is,
never mind,
who
I'll
is
change
he?
The subject. I'm so sorry. No, a different guy you like. Phil Jackson smokes weed?
Yeah, for sure. Fuck him. Yeah.
I love
no, go ahead.
I love that Phil Jackson one time went in the woods in Montana and did a bunch of peyote and like emerged from it being like, I understand how basketball works.
For
now.
Real, yo, that story is crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it must have, he must be right.
I mean, it was like, he did that right before all the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Before
the Bulls?
Yeah, I think that was.
It was like right
the Albany
Patron
days, the ABA days, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So like that was like the birth of the knowledge.
There's some story, and I cannot find any information on it, or otherwise I would ask you guys to do a story on it, but it's like, there is a story about Joakim Noah coming over to Phil Jackson's like cabin in Montana.
That's
and
true.
Like them hanging out for like 3 days.
That's
and
true.
I can't find any information on it other than just that it happened.
That's true. Because like I was entrenched in like a bunch of like New York blogs. I remember that story coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't find any info on it.
Yeah, they said he went up there.
Was that like right before he was traded for?
No, he signed as a free agent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that was around.
What was that contract
around
again, Cleveland?
The time. It escapes my mind.
You've got it tattooed on your forehead.
Nah.
Do you
remember that video?
I couldn't think.
Where he was like, he had grown out a blonde beard or something.
Yeah.
And he was standing under a waterfall being like, nature is good.
Yeah.
I love the beauty of the wind.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Getting paid a lot of money to stand there.
You are rocking back and forth.
Yo, because he's under our cap. Like, he's still, we pay him
so
for
mad.
Another 2 years. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Did you guys know Kevin Durant?
Kevin
did
Durant.
You ever see
I did not know Kevin Durant had a bust.
His is all people snitching on him. He's never actually
really?
Busted. It's just people.
His
just,
inner circle seems like
kind of sucks,
it's,
right?
Like, so one of them is a TMZ video, and it's
what?
Before he played for Golden State, but he's in L.A., like partying, and he had his foot injured, and so they're taping him on TMZ. The guy keeps fucking asking him questions. He won't leave him alone. And then he starts walking towards the car. He goes to get in the car, and he like lifts to pull his cell phone out of his pocket, and all his shit pops out, and just like a bottle comes down, and the guy goes, "Oh, you dropped your weed." And then that's on TMZ.
That's rough. Christ.
That's a bad look. Because then right after that, then another guy took a selfie with him, and he's like, just pulled up on Kevin Durant and his buddy smoking weed. He's like, the Bay Area is lit.
Why don't people know how to like be cool?
Be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
just
get it.
Just shut up.
Like,
stop
just ratting share
them.
That
we
between
are the
you
tattletale generation.
Yeah, it
that's
sucks,
embarrassing.
Yo. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I think people think that like by doing that, being like, yeah, I'm the guy that like fucking like took Kevin Durant down a peg, you know. I like
no,
made his
even.
Life
think,
harder.
Nah.
So that's who my I am now.
I don't think
up.
It's like that, yeah. I think it's like what Dan said. People just like they like document and shit. So then out of nowhere, then you realize that Kevin Durant hates you, and then you're sad because you do it because it's like, look, I'm fucking smoking weed with Kevin Durant, but it's like, no, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, shut up.
Enjoy this.
Enjoy
it.
Yeah,
like,
just be cool. Act like you've been here
before. For real. Like
that is true. Like no one in our generation knows how to act like they've. Like been there before. Like it's just
it's
like
crazy. It's
never
yeah,
once.
Documenting those types of moments is like the it's so cringeable.
Yeah, being like, oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. It's like no, like post a. I understand if you do like something funny, like you catch like a funny little video or something like that. But like everything that happens, you try to just break it. You try to catch it like this. Like there's people. There was this is never mind. I'm not gonna go down that road. But like no, I'm not gonna do that. But like yeah, people. Just, I don't know. Need to stop.
I feel like you are about to call someone out, and this will be a very fun conversation.
No, it wasn't. I just mean, like, this generation, oh, fuck it, whatever. This generation as a whole, like, there was that guy who hit that girl in Miami Beach, and everybody pulled their phones out. And it was like,
yeah.
No one's going to tell him to not do that, but you're going to all pull your phones out? Like,
yeah,
you'd be like, this is
insane.
A bad man.
That's insane.
Post a video of him and be like, this is a bad man. What'd you do to stop it? Absolutely nothing.
Not
I raised awareness
I,
for it.
Yeah, yeah I raised
like,
awareness
on, like,
with my video.
It's trash. I don't
fuck
know.
You.
It sucks. And I feel like, yeah, so to do that, it's weird, and maybe I'm being sensitive because it's Kevin Durant, and I'm hoping that he like
he's a Knick
that he signs to New York. But
I hope you just get JaVale McGee. That'd be so funny.
He's had some good games. You know what I'm saying? JaVale.
What's he like, 16, 10 a game? Yeah.
You know? Hey. We could use a 16 and 10. 8 and 10 or something nice.
Jailblazers.
Of course.
Jailblazers.
We talked a little
so
bit about Stoudemire, but, you know, Sheed was with him one time whenever they got pulled over in that yellow Hummer. We've talked about that before.
Yes. Didn't Bonzi Wells have a
Bonzi Wells. Hell yeah. he did. Zach Randolph did. Rasheed did.
There was a girl I went to high school with who was, like, insistent that Bonzi Wells was her cousin, and everyone was like, no, no way. I was like, I mean, honestly, pretty reasonable NBA star to say
real,
that you're related to.
Yeah,
like,
it's not crazy. Yeah. At all. Yeah.
Hey, this isn't Sean Kemp. Yeah. I think it might be true. Man, actually, wait. It's Sean Kemp. It might be true.
Yeah, like if someone told me they were like Malcolm Brogdon's cousin, I'm like, yeah, like, sure.
Yeah, cool. All right. That's cool.
Cool.
Like, so did you want to go to like Jimmy John's? Yeah. Or?
Well, what's the move here? Yeah, right. What's the move?
You keep mentioning
we're going to have like, to go.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
I almost fell down.
You dumb, dumb shit.
I was rocking back and forth in my chair and I almost fell down.
Fuck yes.
I didn't notice it first. I thought he was like slapping the shit.
That's
like,
great.
That's crazy.
I'm so glad that happened. Did you guys know Gilbert Arenas tried to buy like a dispensary?
That makes sense.
While he was a player?
He was trying to... Well, he wasn't playing. It was like right after he like retired.
Yeah.
But he tried to buy one, and then they asked for $1.5 million, and he was like, I do not want to buy
one. I don't want that bad.
He was very like publicly like saying, like, I'm going to buy a dispensary. And then like they were like, cool, no problem, $1.5 million. And he was like, I am not going to buy one.
He's
I'm out.
He's taxing. He's
I crazy. Don't want to do this.
Fuck that.
Marbury had another TMZ video.
Did he really?
Yeah, like he had never been busted for weed, but he got there's him smoking weed on TMZ. Damn. Like TMZ busted him.
I hate TMZ.
Me too. They're the worst. Because it's like stop snitching on people. Yeah, like stop doing
stop
this.
Stop snitching. Stop fucking snitching.
I hate this. Yeah. That is your whole like it's just a tattletale news organization.
Have they
like,
ever done anything of like actual like consequence, or is it all just like? Oh, we saw someone being drunk outside of a nightclub.
Yeah, I think it's just tattling.
Yeah. That's all they do. That's their life. It's like being unwanted.
Yeah.
Actually, being unwanted to an extent, there's, you know, there are fucking celebrities being like, hey, so-and-so is going to be here at 2 o'clock. Yeah. And it's like, just in case you guys want to show up. And it's like.
That is the one thing sadder than being them is being the person who's like, all right, I'm staging a picture of me.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
It's nuts. You know, and you know celebrities do that shit.
Yeah,
we personally know people who would love to do that.
We've seen people get caught doing that sort of thing on like local social media.
Do that with their Instagram stories.
Wait, can y'all please tell me who this is?
All right, Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, I love it.
He got pulled over in '98. This is a great one. He got pulled over in '98. He shoved a cop.
Mm.
And then he got he got pepper sprayed because he shoved the cop.
Baby.
And then they found weed in his car. And he was like, it's not my weed. And then they were like, okay, maybe. And then 3 months later, he was flying to Puerto Rico and got busted with weed again.
It's not my weed. I would do the same thing over and over. Every time you cut me, like, it's not fucking mine. Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's playing this long-term play on me.
I hate this.
Like, all right.
That would be an amazing prank to constantly plant drugs on your friend.
For real. Yo, that would be nuts. Yeah, it's really not mine. Yo.
Oh God!
I love that. That is it's a very funny prank, but it's from someone who has no comprehension of like how hard you're allowed to go on a prank.
Yeah, for real. Yo, that shit is not cool.
Ha ha! You have a class 3 felony.
Ha ha! Your whole life's fucked.
Yeah, for real.
You can't vote, bitch.
Yeah, that's no friend of yours.
Amon Shumpert.
Shumpy.
Yeah. Shump guy. He got like a DUI for. His weed because he was like driving while
I hate the way that sounds.
It sounds worse than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. But it is under the influence.
So. I always think about it the same way. Remember whenever Frank Ocean got like pulled over for weed?
Yes.
And he was driving. And he just, I always think about it the way that he put it in that tweet, like where he was like, and this sounds so dumb, but he was just like, because it is the reality of people who probably smoke a lot of weed, where it's like, he was like, yeah. I was driving and I got pulled over for speeding because I drive a nice car and it's fun to drive it fast. And I got pulled over, and when I got pulled over, I got in trouble for weed because I liked to smoke weed because it was fun.
Yeah.
And he's like,
is this still places across like mid-America and stuff like that that are like, you know, it is ultimate taboo? And a lot of these, you know, these players and things like that, like they have little kids looking up to them. So if you're a parent, you don't want your kid to be like, oh, what's weed? Like, just not a good look. Like,
yeah, I get that.
You
but
know, like even if for us, like it's a thing that you grow up and find out no one cares about. Like, I think that's good to, it's good for a kid to think that, you know, think it's bad. But like when you're younger, to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. And then when you get older, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Like it's nothing wrong with that progression.
I mean, it's also kind of the same as like, yeah, little kids shouldn't smoke weed and drink alcohol.
They really shouldn't. Like, no, yeah, for sure.
But grown-ups can do that thing. And when you get even older, you should be allowed to do meth and speedballs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The floodgates should open wider as you get older.
You really should be allowed to do a ton of Molly when you get older. Yeah,
you hit 70, you should be able to do, like, just heroin in front of your grandkids.
When you're old, you should definitely be allowed to do heroin.
You're already sleepy.
For real. Yes.
Take better naps.
Yes. Yes.
Sleep forever. Ron Artest. He used to drink and smoke weed at halftime.
He would,
really?
Yeah, he would like take a shot of Hennessy at halftime.
My thing is like, would it not affect your court vision and awareness?
I would absolutely think
George Gervin said he used to smoke weed before he would play.
Iceman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Matt Barnes did too. He said every game. Matt Barnes said he smoked before every game.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it was the game. I think I can't remember who it was, but it was him and someone, Gervin, were dueling for the scoring title.
Yeah.
And he put up like 73 points or something in the last game of the season to pull away with it. Like he hit exactly the number of points he needed, and he said he was super high before that game.
Damn. It has to be just the way it relaxes your arms, right? Your body.
I wonder if like part of it is like taking you out of the moment and making you just be like, this is what I have in muscle memory, like what is easy for me to react to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah, some of that has to make a difference.
Yeah. You know who made sense whenever I saw him? Jason Williams. That was the guy that got busted. Jason Williams from the Kings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, White Chocolate?
Yeah, he got busted twice.
He looks like
Florida.
He smokes weed.
And he got kicked off. Yeah, like that was like one of those guys where I was like, for
there
sure.
There are certain guys it would be kind of disappointing if they didn't have like at least one I got busted.
Who's he a guy? Who's he a guy in the NBA now that you're like, you smoke?
JR.
I mean, is he? He's still in the NBA. But I mean, other than JR. Because I feel like he's 1 foot out.
Oh.
He's going to be on a team next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was saying this before, but Clay is the guy that I think, I think he smokes all the time.
Hell yeah.
Huh. What do you think, Cleveland? You got
thinking about, like, the different players and their personalities and things like that, if I had to, like, think of a person who I was like, yeah, you absolutely do, I would maybe say Derrick Rose.
I 100% agree with you.
Was that answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is something
his
about
press conferences afterwards where you're just like, it takes him so long to respond to what he's thinking. I know he's stupid, but
not even that. It's just like, I just the way he appears sometimes on the court, just like the way he just, I don't know. There's something about him that like that guy is. He's like above it all. Like, I feel like because of everything that's happened, everything, like, he just, before, like, I didn't see it in him when he was younger, but just now as a player, I'm like,
Yeah, I've always got that vibe. Especially him and Noah, like, both. Like, they both seem like, but Rose always more than Noah for me. I'm with you 100% on that.
I always
assume that's a very cool.
Tracy McGrady was super high.
But he just has
that face.
Yeah. he's just cross-eyed. Yeah.
Him and like Jim Brewer have the same face.
All right. Shit. All right. I think we got it. All right.
I think that reaches us to the conclusion of this episode.
Yeah, that's a good way to go out.
I think we should end on, can one of you guys pull up the Don Nelson? I've been smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how we go out.
Yeah, I've been smoking a lot of weed.
I love that Don Nelson said he didn't smoke while he was on the We Believe Warriors. There's no fucking way that's true.
I mean, for him to just come out and say it like that now, I would believe it. Feel like he has no reason to lie.
Yeah, I feel like he's a straight shooter.
Yeah,
that's such a funny team though. I bet Steven Jackson smoked the most.
Oh yeah. Don Nelson also like.
All right,
we'll just
clip it in.
Yeah, we'll drop it in somewhere.
Yeah, we'll drop it.
Also, though, like Don Nelson looks so cool now.
Yeah, I love his look now. After basketball,
Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually. It's legal now.
Yeah.
But I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And then I personally am involved with Rent.
Right. He rules.
Enough of that.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot.
Smoking pot.
He said it. He tried to say it's new to me, but said it's due to me. It's like, buddy, you're high right now. I love it. Right.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribes.
Give us 5 stars. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Basketball Stories Pod. Say goodbye to Cleveland. Say goodbye to Dan. Say goodbye to me.
Bye.